a look at what's coming up at Tuesday's Haines Assembly meeting. And another Juneau resident runs for state legislature. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. The Haines Assembly will review a proposed commercial ATV tour at a meeting Tuesday. The agenda also includes a public hearing on a marijuana cultivation facility seeking licensing. I spoke with Haines Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel about what's coming up. I'm here with Haines Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
So we have a second prospective commercial marijuana business that now has a complete state application, and it's on the Assembly's agenda.
The Assembly has taken the position that their official response will be no objection. If they have no objection, that's what they will say. If they do have an objection, then they will say so. But in terms of, I don't think anyone particularly wants to take on the responsibility of encouraging or supporting or, you know, taking the, using words that might be interpreted as encouraging, because then you get into, I guess, subjective evaluations. Is mine more approved than yours? You know, do you like my application better than another application? So it's better to just have no objection.
Okay, so there's also a public hearing for a new commercial tour out at Glacier Point.
Yes.
An ATV exploration tour. And this has generated some commentary from Lynn Canal Conservation and some people that have worked for the company Alaska Excursions.
I'm expecting the public hearing to be, interesting, I guess. Yes, we have received all those things, a couple of letters. I think that they are in the public documents part of the borough agenda. The, you know, I don't know if people are aware of this, but if you go to the borough's website, go to the assembly agenda, and there are oftentimes supporting documents that are submitted by community people to make comment on things that are on the agenda. But I am aware that there will be people at the public hearing physically.
Public Safety Commission appointments are also back on the agenda. That sort of ping-ponged back and forth meeting, but now there seems to be a solution.
Well, I think that mainly right now, two things have happened. At the last meeting, I think there were four or five assembly members. There was not, a quorum was not present. So that made it difficult to get four assembly members in agreement over a particular nominee. Since that time, also, the chair of the commission, Mike Fullerton, has resigned. So now there are three seats on the Public Safety Commission. The two seats that are filled right now are Judy Erickson and Bill McCord. And so we have three vacant seats, which I believe with a full assembly and quite a list of candidates that would like to be appointed, we will be able to seat.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
At Tuesday's meeting.
Yes.
And another item that's back on the agenda is the differing site conditions claim from Pacific Pile and Marine for the harbor.
Oh, I'm
project.
Glad you asked about that, because I don't believe that we have received the documents. That was put on the agenda in anticipation of receiving documents. Where we are in that particular process right now is that PPM made a response to the engineer's decision, and then the engineer felt it was important to respond to those. So the PPM has allowed us time for a communication from the engineers, and then we'll move forward from there.
So it won't be,
I don't believe we're having, no.
And the assembly also has opportunity to authorize you to create a Heliski map review working group. Can you talk a little bit about that?
That is a process that came out of the hearings on the original 2016, changes or amendments, the proposed amendments. And at the end of that assembly meeting where they reviewed the amendments, it was discussed or offered by several community members that it would be a better idea to maybe not start all over, but to, now that we had the information about the wildlife issues, the brown bear, or the bear denning habits and the mountain goats, now that that information was documented, that it would be a good idea to sit down and look at the map overall and say, you know, whether or not we should take some area out and maybe select other area to replace it. So that process, I believe, should be facilitated. And we are in discussion right now with a retired DNR person who has had vast experience in negotiating all kinds of land use issues with animals, like wolf kills and, you know, these other issues that crop up all over the state. And his name is Doug Larson, and he is very happy to help us if we are wanting to be helped. And so, yes, I put together a proposal that we create another a committee with specific stakeholders represented. And an issue has been raised whether or not that process would be acceptable by code. So we're researching that right now. I mean, we've gone through the process, you know, by per code, and this is kind of ancillary to the code, but we'll see where it takes us.
All right. Those are all the things that stood out to me. Is there anything that I'm missing that you want to highlight?
Let's see. We will be also hopefully contracting with a Leka Fullerton for the clerk's position effective March 1. And there will be a overlap of a month where our outgoing clerk will be working part-time. That's happening. And I don't know if there's anything that strikes me. I did read through the agenda, and it did look a lot like the last meeting's agenda.
That's true.
we need to get a hold of this.
But hopefully a couple of these things will be taken care of that have
absolutely
been sort of hanging on.
Yeah, I hope so too.
All right, Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel, thanks for braving the snowstorm to be here.
Oh, yeah.
That was Haines Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel. You can link to the full assembly agenda with this story on our website, khns.org. The KHNS homepage is where you'll find a link to listen live to the assembly meeting at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday. A second Juneau resident is running for state legislature. Union leader Chris Diamond filed for the House District 33 seat. It includes Haines, Skagway, Cluquan, Gustavus, and Juneau outside the Mendenhall Valley and neighborhoods to the northwest. He filed to run without party affiliation.
My goal would be to bring moderates from both parties together so that we have a true bipartisan working group like the Senate had several years ago. I think the House needs that. I think Alaska needs that. I'm hoping that being undeclared and independent will give some freedom to work better with the two parties.
Educator Sarah Hannon is running for the same House seat. Hannon filed to run as a Democrat.
People think that, you know, being a member of a party might have a negative, but, you know, there's an old joke about the Democrats. I'm not a member of an organized political party. I'm a Democrat. I truly think of the Democratic Party holding the big tent. Everybody is invited in.
Diamond and Hannon filed letters of intent with the Alaska Public Offices Commission this month. District 33 incumbent Democrat Sam Keto has not yet filed. No one has filed yet for Juneau's House District 34, which includes the Mendenhall Valley, the Juneau Airport area, and neighborhoods to the northwest. The incumbent is Democrat Justin Parrish, who hasn't yet filed. Juneau's other legislative seat is Senate District Q, which includes all of the community's two House districts. It's held by Democrat Dennis Egan, who is not seeking re-election due to deteriorating health. Larry Cotter filed for that seat in January. The Fisheries Development Manager is running without party affiliation. Thank you. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.